Welcome back to another Bible study. Hi, my name is Father Peter. I'm an oblate of the Virgin Mary. Now, remember, the goal for these Bible series is to go to unfamiliar territory, because that's where you're going to find the treasure. That's where you're going to really find things that you haven't discovered before. And so this Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, Zephaniah fills that bill perfectly. So we're going to take a look at the prophet Zephaniah. Now, Zephaniah lived in Jerusalem during a very difficult time. It was just before the Babylonians were going to come in and destroy Jerusalem. So Zephaniah saw the writing on the wall. So he writes this book. It's a short book, and it's basically made up of three poems. So the first poem is about Jerusalem. And God says pretty much that, you know, I don't even know these people anymore. They're not interested in me. Then the second poem is about the nations. And he says that the nations, they don't even want me. And so at the end of the second poem, God makes a decision. He decides he's going to send his consuming fire into the world and take away all evil. Now, at the beginning of the third poem, you're expecting that everybody's going to be wiped out and die because of this consuming fire. Well, surprise, that's not what happens. We're not destroyed in the consuming fire. The consuming fire purifies us. And so this is the theme of and after we're purified, then God loves his new creation and his people, and all the nations get together, and it's a really terrific divine plan that God has. So let's take a look at the particular reading. So the readings that we have talk about a remnant. It's the small remnant. So to understand the book, we need to know what remnant is. Now, let's say, for instance, you have a blueberry bush in the backyard, and it hasn't been producing blueberries, and it's looking more like a weed. So you say, you just hack it down. So you take your hackers and you hack, and now there's a little stub coming out of the ground. A couple weeks later, you go by, and you see that there's this bright, beautiful little sprout coming out of the stump. And you realize that you didn't kill the thing. You just made it healthier. And so that in the future, you're probably going to have some blueberries, so you let it go. That's what a remnant is. A remnant is that God takes away all of the bad things, and we can now produce fruit and bear fruit again. One of the celebrities that I really like is Tiger Woods. Now, I know Tiger Woods might not be the most perfect person in the world, but the reason I like him is not because he's successful and he wins a lot of tournaments, and he's in fact, a lot of people say that he's really talented and he's got a lot of skill. That's not it at all. He's a hard worker. That's why he's good. And that's what I admire about Tiger Woods, is his work ethic. One time he was after a tournament, and I believe he won the tournament, and he goes to the green, and he's not happy with his follow-through. A follow-through is what you do with the putter before it hits the ball. And so sometimes you can use it as a pendulum, or sometimes you just go back just a little bit and then power through. So Tiger wasn't happy, and so he spent two hours. Well, everybody else is in the 19th hole, you know, having a few. He's working. Another time he was at the peak of his career, his success. He decides to change his swing. Are you kidding me? Who does that? You're crushing everybody. The competition is annihilated by this guy, and he wants to change his swing? And the reason why is because he wants to get better. What Tiger Woods does is he goes to the weakest part of his game, the weakest part, and then he attacks it. And then that's how he gets better. I'm training now for a marathon in the spring, and that's exactly what I'm doing, as I'm attacking the weakest part of my game, and that is my speed. I'm slow. So the work on that is intervals. Intervals, I go to the track, and I do 800s. Now, everybody that runs knows that 800s are the worst. It's horrible. You go around two times, and the first time you're really tired, and you got to do another lap. But that's what's going to get me stronger. And that's what remnant is. Remnant is allowing the consuming fire to purify us, to get us better, so that we can produce and bear fruit. So that's what Zephaniah is saying here. Go to the weakest part of your game. What is it? Maybe you're not getting enough sleep at night. Maybe you're not eating the right food. Maybe you need some little exercise. Are you hydrating? Maybe you're spending too much time in front of the internet and watching movies all the time. And what you do is you say, where can I in my life improve? How can I get better? And that's what you do. And then you work on that. And then you just keep getting better and better. This is what the remnant is. And so there's one more thing I want to say about Zephaniah. This is the only place that I know of in the Bible where God sings. All right, that's sing. I mean, God's an artist. I mean, we know that we see the sunsets. We see the Himalayan mountains after a snowstorm. You see the beauty in the harvest moon as it comes out of the horizon. God's an artist. Imagine what it must sound like to hear God sing. Now, Zephaniah says the reason why he's singing is he's celebrating us. He's so happy with us. He's going to have blueberries again on his blueberry bush. He's happy with us, the remnant. So when you read the text, when you hear the things, when he says, seek the Lord, all you humble on the earth, humble people that are just seeing the weakest part of their game, they're humble enough to say, I can improve, I can get better. And then he says, yeah, but I will leave a remnant in your midst, a people humble and lowly who will take refuge in the name of the Lord. And this is the wonderful beauty of this prophet Zephaniah. So when you go to church next Sunday and you hear the words of Zephaniah, say, I want to be that person. I want to be the remnant. I want the one that's going to bear the fruit. I want to take the consuming fire and purify and get rid of all the things that pulled my life down, and so I can become better. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you in the next one.